federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
And now, according to that digital clock up on the wall here at WMFO in Medford, it is 11:02, and you are tuned to your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford. And now, according to that very same digital clock, it is 11:04 here at WMFO in Medford, and you're tuned to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO in Medford, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. We bring you two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable. Not one, but two. You can count them one, two, and even then some, because nobody comes on after us. So much silliness you could shake your stick at, and some of us have been double-dong daring you since 1990. I am not Belinda. But there still is Bubbles in the Think Tank, where we will be bringing you these silly things. And as regular listeners know, when I do this show, I am not Belinda, and I'm often helped by my faithful companion and love, Diane. And she's here for the opening of the show, along with our guard kid, Eli, who's also here. And is this your first time in a radio station, Eli?
Yes, this is, Chuck.
Wow. No, I am not Belinda.
Fine. Sorry. Not Belinda.
You could be Eli. I could be not Belinda.
Okay, I can be not anyone.
Oh, there you go. So Eli's here, and so Dee and I are doing the pseudo-parent thing this weekend, so they'll be leaving soon because they're just already kind of past Eli's bedtime, but that's okay. We only live around the corner. I don't think that microphone's working, so you have to share Eli's if you wanted to say something, dear Lady Dee.
Don't tell her, Mom.
Okay.
His mom, sorry.
Somebody's mom.
Somebody's
mom. Don't tell the kid's mom. But we're still going to bring you 2 hours of silliness and have a lot of fun here. And, of course, coming up in about 55 minutes from now, it'll be time for the radio obituaries, where we'll say farewell to those who've passed in recent, it's normally recent days and weeks, but, you know, we've been slagging behind here in this summer of subs, and it is months. But we'll be playing a lot of catch-up with that later on tonight and do some obituaries from a couple of months ago and from a month ago. But we'll get the stiffs out of the way to get to the more recent ones as time moves on. But in the meantime, we are here with you, and I haven't had a chance to get the Facebook page set up yet, but I'm sure you're out there on the group chatting away, and I will tune into that very momentarily as soon as we get the show up and running, which it already is, isn't it? We are here running on the air.
Yes, it is, Chuck.
Okay.
Not Belinda.
And I am not Belinda. And so let's commence with some silliness then, shall we? It is the radio, and we're going to bring you some radio silliness here at WMFO in Medford.
Once I turned you on, and you were on all day and most of the night, but no more. No, no.
Convenient hovercraft docking. future is not as good as it used to be. 20-hour work weeks and everybody speaking Esperanto. International worldwide government solving problems pronto. Colonies upon the moon and underwater condos. The future is not as good as it used to be. The future is not as good as it used to be.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. Smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through. If you light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just
attention, please. This is Freeform Radio on WMFO Medford.
I'm not a doctor, so don't show me your paw. You got me cornered. Against the wall, and I don't know how I got like that. Baby, come get your cat. Toad. And I don't know how I got like that. Baby, come get your cat. Come get your cat. Sometimes I don't have a clue about what you mean. You're always boiling water just to watch the steam. And I don't know how something so good turned to something so bad. Baby, come get your cat. Somewhere, you can't pin that on me. We've gone from bad to worse, with nothing in between. And I don't know how it got like that. Baby, come get your cat. Come get your cat. Baby, come get your
Ricky Bates.
You just put that needle in what is known as my flip side. I won't be able to sit down for a week.
Well, I'm a format collector. I used to buy vinyl, now it's digitally. Just a format collector. I buy the same damn music perpetually. 45 was a gateway. Moved up to LPs, 8-track, cassette, CD, and MP3s. I'm a format collector, buying everything they sell me. Well, I got started back in 63. My first Beatle record was a fine LP. It was a much shorter version. Capitol Records done lied to me. I had to get the import by the same tune twice. A Parlophone record at a higher price. I'm just a format collector, forking out the do-re-mi. I built a record collection. Each and every Beatle copy I could find demanded cash and attention. Kept on spending, but was always behind. I had stereo, mono, reel-to-reel LP. Every compilation, every damn let it be. I was just a format collector, burning through the do-re-mi. I thought I was dumb back in 91, past masters in hand. A compact disc changed all of this. Yet another format to collect again. Twist and shout. I'm just a format collector, forking out the do-re-mi.
loose in 78 to the White Album, numbered and hand-pressed by Japanese schoolgirls in a Brooklyn store window. Oh man, sign me up. A gold DVD of outtakes of George Martin and the mixing suite farting in time to Eleanor Rigby and Quadrophonic. Oh man, how much?
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Everybody's talking about chicken and rice. All of those dishes are mighty nice. Gather around, you girls, and listen to me. I want to tell you about my baby's recipe. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. There's a gal named Miss Fanny Brown. She cooks the best gumbo in this town. All of you chicks can really cook, but Fanny Brown's learned something you don't learn in the books. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. 99 times I've tried to eat all those fine fancy cuts of country meat. Just can't eat a single bite. I just don't have the appetite. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. She wouldn't give no one a pudding but me. Yeah, she promised me she wouldn't give no one a pudding but me. But I don't believe her. I'll just have to wait and see. Gonna watch my baby both night and day, so she won't give my pudding away. My baby's pudding is all she owns, so there ain't no meat for Henry Jones. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all.
Brand new from Bird Mancini. Bird Mancini, local favorite around here, and that was called Fault Line, Walking on a Fault Line, from their Dreams and Illusions CD. Now, there was really nothing funny about that song. It's supposed to be a silly radio show here, but, you know, I would collect my thoughts here, Mr. Nut Belinda. I first filled in for this Summer of Subs, as you were, on the very first week, Memorial Day weekend, when Belinda first went out of commission, and I did a set about walking or not being able to walk, and I should have included that in there, because walking on a fault line is probably what life is like for our dear beloved Belinda right now. Anyway, that first set was sort of like a personal free association. There was no real theme running through there, and no participation from you guys in terms of what was selected, because normally free association is you guys throw words at me, and I find music to go with those words. We might do that in some future episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, which is what you're listening to here. But carrying on, you know, instead of a straight theme for the first hour, yeah, I've come up with some thematic sets, which we'll get into. I heard Kristen do this last week, and she too is not Belinda, but she's a great addition to our Bubbles family. And as we're all pitching in during this Summer of Subs, as we await the return of our dear Belinda. But I am not Belinda. In fact, I could probably say that I'm the original not Belinda. And I'm still happy to be here. It makes me glad, minus the circumstances, to share this time with you. I know Belinda likes some of the old-time music, and I've got a recording here from 1931 that I stumbled upon. I just kind of came across it recently, and it blew my mind, because this next song I always thought was an original Cream song. And it turns out that it isn't, because I have this recording from 1931 to prove otherwise. But still, I'm so glad to share it with you here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm so glad, and I am glad. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm tired of weeping, tired of moaning, tired of groaning for you. And I'm so glad, I am glad. I'm tired of weeping, tired of moaning, tired of groaning for you. And I'm so glad. I am glad. I'm so tired of mourning, tired of groaning, tired of longing for you. I'm so glad, I am glad. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm so tired, you know, I am tired. I'm so glad, I am glad. I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. I'm tired of weeping, tired of mourning, tired of groaning for you. And I'm so glad, I am glad. I'm so glad, I am glad. I don't know what to do, don't know what to do.
things make me happy, yes they do. They pick me up whenever I'm feeling blue. Cause when I do a line, it makes me feel oh so fine. Drugs just might be the thing for you. Drugs make me happy all day long. Yeah, crank the stereo, fire up the bomb. And when you've got the cash, be sure to buy yourself some hash. Drugs make me wanna sing this song. When I was just a little boy, it always brought me down. Cause I do mama's Valiums every time they could be found. Drugs get me happy every day. A brew, a joint, a lute, and I'm okay. Yes, every drug I tasted, just because I love getting wasted. Yes, people, drugs are here to stay. Drugs get me happy, don't you know? I'm taking some with me wherever I go. Cause when I do a lute, it gets me feeling good and rude. Drugs somehow seem to change my mood. Drugs make me happy, yes indeed. When you're feeling down, do up some speed. Cause when I do a gram, I always forget just who I am. Drugs always keep me in the lead. When I was just a young boy, I sold everything I owned. Saved my money, brought some drugs, then I go get stoned. Drugs get me happy, yes sirree. Nothing quite comes close to THC. Cause when I down a few, there is nothing I can't do. Drugs is the stuff that keeps me free.
Now I never really knew the reason that the cats all look so is wrong. Cause the G-Man's got the G-Man and gone. Boy, one night when the joint was jumping and a knocking at the door, in stepped a man with a shiny badge and a brand new 44. They've arrested my connection and I can't find any more. Cause the G-Man's got the G-Man and gone. Because it's called T-Man. All the jive is gone.
Just Iowa corn. Well, I never cared much for domestic. I would always be turning it down. But I just smoked a joint so majestic, so fantastic. It's the best stick in town, and it blooms in this Midwestern section. And there isn't a glimmer of doubt. It could shake a Jamaica connection, 'cause it's cheap, deep, and far bleeping out. Oh, I owe a lot to Iowa pot, Iowa grown and grand. I never knew such beautiful food grew in this groovy land I'm in, and I'm indebted indeed to wonderful weed. Iowa raised and born. Oh, Iowa lot to Iowa pot, and that's not just Iowa corn. Contraband in the land of manana is so ruthlessly risky to cop. While those Iowans cop all they wanna, camping on a marijuana crop. So just keep your Colombian ripoff and your shady Canadian scene, 'cause I'd sooner be singeing my lip off on some straight, great Iowa green. and that's not just Iowa corn. No, that's not just Iowa corn.
Drugs have done good things for us. Do me a favor. Go home tonight and take all your albums, all your tapes, and all your CDs and burn them. Because you know what? The musicians who made all that great music that's enhanced your lives throughout the years? Real fucking high on drugs. Man, the Beatles were so high, they let Ringo sing a couple of tunes. Tell me they weren't partying. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a, you know how fucking high they were when they wrote that? They had to pull Ringo off the ceiling with a rake to sing that fucking song. John, get Ringo, he's in the corner. Put him, ooh, look at him scooch, grab him. Yeah, hook his bell bottom, hook his bell bottom. He's got a song he wants to sing us. Something about living in a yellow tambourine or something. Ringo, Yoko's gone. Come down. We can party again. They were real high. They wrote great music. Drugs did have a positive effect.
Till we found the sea of green, and we live beneath the waves in our yeller submarine. We all live in a yeller submarine, yeller submarine, a yeller submarine. We all live in a yeller submarine, yeller submarine, a yeller submarine.
We I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone help.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I am not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind. I've opened up the door.
Help me, help, for I'm feeling down. Help me get my feet on the ground.
And now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in a haze. Every now and then, I feel so insecure. I know that I just need you like I've never done before. Help us if you can. We are feeling down. And we do appreciate your being round. So help us get our feet back on the ground, won't you? Please? Please help us? Please? The church beetle will pass among you. No foreign coins, please.
I need you like as never before. Help me, help, for I'm feeling down. Help me get my feet on the ground.
so good, so hard.
Sending me a valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If it'd been now till 3:15, would you lock the door? Oh, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Sweats by the fireside, Sunday mornings go for a ride.
Doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me
when I'm 64? Every summer we could rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight. If it's not too near,
children on your
knees,
Vera, Chuck, and Dick.
Send me a postcard, drop me a line, Staten point of view.
Indicate precisely what you mean to say.
You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in the form. My forevermore. Oh, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
When I'm
64.
It's getting better.
my woman. I beat her, kept her apart from the things that she loved. Man, I was mean, but I'm changing my scene, and I'm doing the best that I can.